sold-out crowds. Most inspirationally of all, we've done it all with what would charitably be described as the median amount of natural talent. Don't believe me? Okay, here's our dad, Clint McElroy, to introduce us real quick.
I'm Justin. I'm the oldest.
Once got fired from Blockbuster Video for stealing a copy of Fight Club that had been set aside for the store's owner to purchase.
I'm Travis, the middlest.
Spent his high school years wearing exclusively button-up shirts and tearaway pants.
And I'm Griffin, the youngest.
Once went viral for eating a banana with the peel on.
Reader, our dad, Clint, once knocked himself unconscious by accidentally dumping bleach onto kitty litter. We're not the cream of the crop, is what we're saying. Sure, we've glommed on to the actual, tangible talents of our wives, family, and friends who've helped us launch a lot of our most successful shows. You could accuse us of bringing in more entertaining ringers, and you wouldn't be wrong. But our oldest podcast, My Brother, and Me, is just us three goobers passing out bad advice. We've been doing it for over a decade, and a lot of people listen, believe it or not. So yes, scientifically speaking, podcasting is easy. So why do you need a book about it? Well, it may be easy, but you can still do it wrong. Trust us on this. We've been screwing up for over 10 years now in ways small and massive. We're still screwing up. We'll probably screw up today. Podcasting, at least when you're doing it well, comprises a staggering number of different disciplines. You have to be a host, an organizer, an editor, a marketer, and probably a few other positions we're forgetting. While podcasting isn't difficult, there is a lot of it. Before you panic, take heart. When taken one at a time, none of the skills that compose good podcasting is particularly difficult to attain. Again, we did it. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take our decade of podcasting experience and break it into clear, non-fussy, non-technical chunks that anyone can absorb and use to make a podcast they can be proud of. First, we're going to help you come up with a show topic and structure. We'll advise you on how to pick your co-hosts, art, and music for your show, and some basic recording techniques. We'll talk you through buying equipment, which won't be as expensive as you're imagining, we promise. Next, it's the technical info, the editing, the post-production, finding a place to host the file, all the nerdlinger stuff we promise is a lot less excruciatingly boring than it sounds. With your show on its feet, we'll focus on growing your audience and interacting with listeners. Short version, act like a decent human being. If you want to get really ambitious, we can even talk through ways to make a few bucks off your podcast, like with ad sales, listener support, and selling merchandise. Finally, we'll explain how to take all that we've taught you and spend a decade honing your craft, then write a book containing all your knowledge. Only then, once the cycle begins anew, will we be allowed to die and ascend to heaven. We should have left that last part out. Hey, who's ready to start podcasting? Chapter 1. Pre-production. What's your podcast about? In podcasting's golden era, or at least when we started our first show in 2010, you didn't need your podcast to really be about anything. Hell, you barely even needed a microphone. There were fewer podcasts in those days, and listeners were just happy to have something, anything, to fill the terrible silence. That's not just me pining for a simpler time, though I'm 39 now, so I do that a lot. But it's important for you to understand that your favorite show, especially if it's been around a while, is probably not a good model for what a podcast can be about. As of this writing, there are something like 850,000 podcasts out there, according to Podcast Insights. You might be the world's most charming conversationalist or gifted storyteller, but unless you're already a big star, you aren't going to rise above the din without a great concept. You just won't. There are just too many podcasts competing for the same oxygen.